Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center's blogcast series. Today's episode is titled Mentors for Saints, written by Brendan Burtis and read by Fatima Montarrubio Cruz. One of the topics the 2018 Synod on Young People, the Faith, and Vocational Discernment sought to address was the role of mentorship in the development of the spiritual life. In a time when so many of us seek to know more about the faith and struggle to find faithful examples in the world, the topic of mentorship is extraordinarily important in nourishing young Christians in the faith. The Instrumentum Laboris for the Synod, or Working Document, published in March of 2018, brings up two major points that address the roles a mentor has today. The first and most talked about is that of accompaniment. The other is education, which is especially important in a time when we live in an increasingly secular culture. These two facets of mentorship are different and cannot always be fulfilled by one person. For this reason, the contribution of the community of faith is incredibly important. In my life, faith education came from many sources, but none was more important than my confirmation teacher, who was also my youth basketball coach and the father of one of my best friends. Throughout my life, my mentor helped me to learn and grow more in my faith by inviting me to events and men's conferences. In my confirmation classes, he showed me the beauty of the faith and helped me understand the truth that flows from the church's teachings. Like many young people, I didn't fully take advantage of a great mentor when I had the chance. But his presence in my life continues today, and his example is a continual witness of what it means to be a faithful Christian. When we look at the life of a saint, we often see the impact other peers, mentors, or saints had in their life. Saint Augustine, for example, had two great saintly mentors, Saint Monica, his mother, and Saint Ambrose. Saint Monica, who prayed tirelessly for the conversion of her son, showed the young Augustine an example of the Christian faith in a lived way. Augustine only fully appreciated this until after his conversion. St. Ambrose provided Augustine, who was struggling with his dualist view of the universe, with the truths found in the Christian faith, which strengthened Augustine and propelled him to ultimately become a doctor of the church. In my life, my friends and peers have been incredible examples of accompaniment. An intimate and baseline knowledge about me makes it so much easier for a friend or peer to understand where I am in life and how to proceed. Peer mentorship, in my experience, is only possible because of the tireless effort that my parents, teachers, ministers, and more have put into nurturing me in understanding and acting in the faith. Without those people, I wouldn't have had the faithful and honest advice that is always so valuable to making me a better Catholic. Just as Jesus sent out his apostles two by two, we share in the apostles' mission to evangelize the world, and we must rely on those who share our mission for their support in life. Saints are often friends with other saints. Two men who followed in the footsteps of the apostles, in fraternity and holiness, were Saint Ignatius of Loyola and Saint Francis Xavier. In the early days of the Jesuit order, these saints relied on one another for the strength to persevere in promoting the mission of the Society of Jesus. Roommates at the University of Paris, their friendship was centered around Jesus and informed by their studies in theology. The union of intimate friendship and a well-formed Christian mind creates incredible fruits, which are seen clearly in the success of the Jesuit order in the missionary work in Europe and around the world. A revitalized sense of mentorship among Christians is so necessary in a time when the world directs us away from God and into itself. The responsibility for educating and accompanying young people falls on old and young alike. So many young people search for true meaning it is our responsibility as Christians to take their hand and walk them closer to the faith by showing them the truth in the church's teachings. The 2018 Synod is so important because it refocuses on the universal call to holiness. We are called to invite young people into the fullness of the faith through mentorship, educating them in the fullness of her truth, and accompanying them through their struggles, always striving to bring each other closer to Christ along the way. Two questions for reflection. Do you have any examples of mentorship in your own life? How can you accompany and educate those around you in the example of Christ?